Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, and we want to thank Brandon Tadman for the news there at the top of the hour, and we now have another guest in studio. She is here every week, and it is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. Lots of things on tap here in Independence, so let's go ahead and get it started. Of course, you know, today is March 10th, so it is the weekly Community Recycling Collection Day.
It is. So Community Recycling takes place today from 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard, 21st and Maple, and they continue to take all types of recycling, e-waste, as well as lots of other things such as a hot water heater or an old mattress or just other things that you're trying to get rid of. They don't take your trash, but they'll take almost everything.
Right. So head on out there today, starting at 11. And then today, the Independence Middle School will have their Music in Our Schools concert tonight.
I know. So I wanted to mention that if you're looking for an opportunity to just be entertained this evening, Independence Middle School will be presenting Music in Our Schools concert, and that's in Losey Gym at 300 West Locust at 6:30. So if you have I'm sure if you have a middle school student involved, you already know about this. But again, if you're looking for something to do this evening, go enjoy the music concert.
And today is also at 6:30. Is the SEK Cancer Support Group, which meets the second Tuesday of every month.
They do. So this is a support group that is for those who are fighting cancer, cancer survivors, family members, caregivers. It's for anyone who might find benefit in the cancer support group. It is at the Nazarene Church Family Life Center, as you mentioned, at 6:30, always on the second Tuesday. Nazarene Church is out on South 10th Street, and this will they always have a speaker. It's being sponsored by CRMC, actually, this evening. And the speakers will be Brian and Michelle Foreman, and they will be speaking about After You Ring the Bell.
And coming up here for the next couple of weeks, and it starts actually tomorrow, will be the Woodworkers Fair.
So there's always something fun going on at the Independence Museum and Art Center. So I would strongly encourage everyone to like their Facebook page, check out their website, and keep on top of all of the things that are happening at the museum. But as you mentioned, the Woodworkers Fair does start tomorrow. It runs through the 25th, and the museum is open from 10 to 4, and admission is $5. And you can, again, it's just lots of exhibits full of amazing woodworkers. So I look forward to going down there and checking it out. If you have any questions, you can always call the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center at 331-3515, or again, check them out on Facebook.
So again, admission only $5. So I mean, you can't beat that at all to see some great, great art. The big event happening for the next 2 days, starting tomorrow, John Schallert's New Rules of Business Success.
Right, so that's where I will be for the next 2 days. John is flying in from Longmont, Colorado, and he is basically a destination business expert. So he's going to be visiting with lots of people. I think the ticket sales have gone very, very well. It's at the Civic Center again tomorrow from 8 to 4, and on the 12th from 8 to 2:30, and it's $125 a person. If you bring more than one person, the second person, the plus ones and twos, will all be $85. And you can register at fablabicc.org, and I'm not so sure that you might still be able to squeak in and get a ticket if you want, and I strongly urge you to carve that time out from work if you think you are somebody within a larger business, a small business owner. It's a great opportunity to really get in front of an expert. He will also be talking about the new rules of social media. And we all know that that's a crazy affordable way to promote our business. So I just encourage everyone to participate. And I also say that because we have a lot of people coming in from out of town for this event. So You're going to see probably unfamiliar faces at the restaurants and things, but that's a good thing because mm-hmm. we have people that are coming in, staying in our hotels, eating in our restaurants, and enjoying our community.
Absolutely. So, again, that's a huge event, and go online. May still be able to get tickets for that. Just be sure to check. Coming up on March 14th, which is going to be this Saturday, the First United Methodist Church will have their Spring Children's Consignment Sale.
That's right. So Saturday's going to be a busy day, starting mm-hmm. in the morning until the evening for two different reasons. In the morning, as you mentioned, the First United Methodist Church will have their Spring Children's Consignment Sale from 8 to 2. You can go and buy quality used children's clothing, baby equipment, toys, and maternity wear. The Wesley Center is located at 200 South Penn Avenue, and it's just an opportunity to get some great baby and children's items.
And that will be from 8 to 2 p.m. But then also later on that night will be the Independence Main Street St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl.
That's right. So again, something in the morning, something in the evening. This will be the St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl, as you mentioned, in downtown Independence. They will be crawling all over at all of our great bars and restaurants. I believe they're going to be at Brothers, at Turbo's, at The Booth, at Uncle Jack's, at the VFW Post, and at Indie Brew Works, and possibly at Dickie's. And so just lots of fun things are happening downtown. You can get your pub passes in advance for $5 or at the door, I believe, for $10. So you want to take advantage of that $5 savings and grab a pub pass. You can pick one up at the chamber office or at any of those places that I mentioned. And again, that is this Saturday from 6 to 10. And so fun stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And during that pub crawl, you can stop by any Brew Works for the photo booth.
That's right. So the Young Professionals are sponsoring a photo booth this year at Indie Brew Works. So you can join YPI during the pub crawl for a free St. Patrick's Day photo booth. And it's, again, 6 to 7:30 at Indie Brew Works. So they've got lots of fun little props and stuff all set up down there. So hit the brewery and get your picture taken.
Yeah, those I'm pretty sure those pictures will be pretty interesting, too. Coming up the 15th through the 18th will be the revival at the First Assembly of God.
That's right. So they just want us to be aware that they are having a revival. The First Assembly of God is located at 2414 North 8, and it's at Sunday from 10:30 to 6, and then Monday through Wednesday at 6 p.m. in the evening. They have an amazing guest speaker. So we put that on our calendar to make everyone aware of this amazing opportunity at the First Assembly of God.
Spring break is coming up for the Independence School District, and there's going to be lots of activities going on during spring break, and it starts on, you know, that Monday, March 16th.
That's right. So the library is offering lots of children's and teen activities to help keep kids busy in a safe environment during spring break. You know, many times in the perfect world, we all take a vacation, but that's not the case. Lots of parents still have to work. I'll be working, and we have to find a place for our kids. And sometimes our daycare centers are already full, or even they take a break during that time. So this is a place, the library is a place where kids can go. They have access to free internet. They have access to computers and books and magazines and activities. And then they also do special things during spring break. So I've marked a couple of things, aircrafts and how they fly. That will be at the library. And then bottle rockets and shadow tracing. They will have space shuttle building, and they will have edible destruction. Those are the names of the things that they have offered. But I encourage everyone to go onto their Facebook page, the Independence Public Library. It'll pop right up on your phone, and like them, and then you'll see on the feed all of the things that they have that they're offering to keep kiddos all the way up to teenagers busy and in a safe environment.
Love going to the library. Always lots of fun stuff at the library. Coming up on March 17th, which will be on, I do believe that is St. Patty's Day, is March 17th. I always get it confused if it's the 14th or the 17th. But the Chamber of Commerce will have a ribbon cutting and open house.
That's right. So immediately after my conversation with you next Tuesday, I will be getting in the car, beelining it back to Independence to make the 9 o'clock ribbon cutting at Gordman's at 2801 West Main Street. So they have changed from Goodies to Gordman's. The sign is up. It looks really cool. And so we're just excited to see all the new merchandise in the store and learn more about Gordman's and celebrate their grand opening. So everyone is invited out for that. Again, it's next Tuesday at 9.
Yeah, so that's extremely exciting, them coming in. And then on the 21st, this should be really, really fun, the Guitar Extravaganza.
That's right. So the Guitar Extravaganza is being presented for the second time. It's an annual event. It is celebrating the Kansas Celebrity Hall of Fame, and that's why they're having it, is to benefit that, is what I should have said. And it will be Saturday, March the 21st at 8 in the evening out at ICC West, and performances by top guitarist, celebrity autographed guitars will be on display. They will have guitar exhibits. They'll have refreshments. Admission is only $10. Seating is limited out at ICC West, so you do want to get your tickets. And if you need more information, you can call the museum at 331-3515. Again, you can check them out on Facebook. You can go on their website. But I went to the last one. Lots of fun, very talented guitarists, and I'm sure this one is going to be the same and even better. So I encourage everyone to get out for a night of fun on the 21st.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time for that. Coming up on the 24th, and we talked about this one extensively last week, the Blight and Beautification Committee brainstorming meeting.
That's right. So on Tuesday the 24th, so kind of mark that on your calendar, at 6 p.m. at the Civic Center, the community is invited to come to a beautification brainstorm. And basically what we're doing is we're just asking community members to come together. We're going to make them aware of some areas in our community that have some blight that we need to beautify, and really just work on a neighbor helping neighbor concept. You know, there are so many people, as I mentioned last week, that need help financially or physically. They don't have the money, they don't have the physical ability to get out and clean up their property, and they need help. And then there are just some people that have so much, and they are physically able, and maybe they have the means, but it's too much for one person. They just need some friends to help them out, some neighbors to help them out. And it doesn't mean you have to live next door to them. It just means that we're community neighbors and community partners. And this is a way for us to come together. And again, there's going to be treats and drinks and things, but we just encourage everyone to carve out a little bit of time on Tuesday the 24th. Come to the Civic Center at 6 o'clock. We'll be done in an hour. And we're really just going to sit as community members and really talk about ways that we can beautify our community. And then also we'll be talking about all the dumpster program that we'll be rolling out again in April. There'll be some days in April, some days in May that those dumpsters will be out in the community. So we'll be pushing that information out on the city's Facebook page, the chamber's Facebook page, and getting those, again, those locations of those dumpsters out. And I just want to make everyone aware that last year, those dumpsters were overflowing. So wow. Much junk and trash and things were thrown into those dumpsters. Not your household trash, don't do that, but I mean junk trash. Mm-hmm. And I heard somebody say, you know, we need more dumpsters. We need more dumpsters. Well, the city only has so many dumpsters. So I guess it's a good thing that we're using the dumpsters. It's an unfortunate thing that we don't have so many dumpsters available, but we don't need that many dumpsters on a regular basis. So we put out as many as we can. It's an expense to the city. And then they try to empty them as often as they can. And again, I don't know. I don't know about any other cities if they offer something like this where they put out dumpsters completely free of charge around the community in key spots to allow people to utilize them. So it's a huge gift from the city, and we all need to use it. And then hopefully we can just keep dumping them and dumping them and keep cleaning up the community.
There we go. That sounds like a plan to me. On March 28th, the Community Access Center will have a 5K run.
Yeah, so they're having a 5K run, a fun run. You can walk. And it's open to everyone. Registration will be at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's $20 for the registration fee, and it will be to go to help fund the Community Access Center. So it's a 5K, as I said before, walk, run, to raise money for the Access Center. If you don't know what the Access Center does, I mean, they help people in need. They also house the food basket. So those people that are having food insecurities and need extra food, that's the place that they go. It's huge. It's very important in our community that we help them with the needs that they have. And they've been open since 2007, and they serve over 400 families and individuals every month. That's a lot of people that need those services. And so we can help them out by getting out and running or walking during that 5K. Again, that will be on March the 28th, and registration is at 8. And as I mentioned, it's $20.
The last day of the month, on March 31st, there will be a business after hours, and it looks like it may be at Indy Brew Works.
I know. Won't this be fun? So business after hours is a chamber event. So all of you chamber members that are listening, this is for you. Heckman, Bruning, and King will be partnering with Indy Brew Works. Maybe you're saying, who in the world is Heckman, Bruning, and King? That is what it was formerly named as, Heckman & Associates. It's a wonderful architecture firm in Independence, has been there for years and years, and they have some new partners, Bruning and King, and so they're joining in and hosting a business after hours, and their office is not big enough to hold a business after hours, so they're partnering with another business, Indy Brew Works. So that will be a fun gathering. That's from 5 to 6 on March the 31st. As you mentioned, the address for Brew Works is 223 West Main, and that is for our chamber members. So if you are a chamber member, mark that down on your calendar.
Looking ahead into the future, on April 11th, two events coinciding basically at the same time, which will be really exciting. The Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo will be opening along with the community Easter egg hunt.
That's right. So I have about four save the dates that I want to shout out, and then we'll wrap it up. As you mentioned, Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo will be having their park opening. It's always on the second Saturday in April. From 11 to 3, they will have all the rides will be open for free. There will be face painting. There will be crafts. There will be a petting zoo and camel rides and all kinds of things. I think there's a small cost for the camel rides. But other than that, everything is free at park opening. And because it's always on the second Saturday, and because of April, and because of the date for this year's Easter celebration, the Easter egg hunt, which is typically the Saturday before Easter, will happen as well. So you can go to park opening all day from 11 to 3 and then hang around, because at 3:30, those kids that are 9 and under will be able to participate in an Easter egg hunt out in the oval. And that's always tons of fun. The Easter Bunny will be there, and they have lots of Easter egg hunts, and it's all broken up by ages. So it's not just a free for all. They do, you know, little kids 2 and under, and then they do the 3s and 4s. They break it all up,
right,
so that it's controlled chaos out there.
That way you don't have 11-year-olds stepping over 4-year-olds.
That's right. Well, you're not going to have 11-year-olds anyway, because
well,
it's
true.
9 and under.
True.
But yes,
that
I
way
know
you don't have 9-year-olds stepping over
right.
2-year-olds.
That's right. So we have that coming up on April the 11th. And then I want to remind everyone of the Kansas airstrip attack. That will be April 18th and 19th out at the airport. That's a Saturday and Sunday. They're going to be out here from 8 to 5. It's exotic high-performance race cars, half-mile, side-by-side drag racing out at the airstrip. And you'll see Lamborghinis and McLarens and Ferraris, and then modified BMWs and Corvettes. And
I'm excited for this event.
I know. So tons of fun. You need to go to KansasAirstripAttack.co, and you can get tickets, as well as you can get tickets out at the airstrip as the days of the event. But they're cheaper if you get them online. And then the last shout out that I want to give will be for Love Independence Day. So Love Independence Day will be here before we know it. It's April 25th. It's always the last Saturday in April. This is our fifth annual celebration. We want to make it a big one. I've already heard lots of people talking about the things that they're going to be doing as large businesses, as civic organizations. But we also want to just empower everyone that day to just think of something fun. Get your kiddos out and go pay it forward in the drive-thru at McDonald's, or go buy some flowers for somebody and just walk up and lay them on someone's porch as a welcome surprise, or open up a door for someone, pay someone a compliment, say hi to someone, give them a smile. It's completely free, you know.
Right.
It doesn't cost anything to be nice. So just love on our community, love each other on that day, and think of ways that you can give back and just show lots of different random acts of kindness that day. So I'm wanting to capture some of that. So on April 25th, that's the day. But if you are planning to do something, if you could give us a call, if your business, your family, your church, your civic organization, your club has something in mind, give us a call at the chamber at 331-1890 and let me know, because we're hoping we can get some TV stations here, really capture what we're doing. I have a call from Caney. I need to visit with them because they're wanting to get on board. Neodesha is wanting to get on board. Fredonia's wanting to get on board. Maybe I need to reach out to Coffeyville. And then we can have a love, you know, Southeast Kansas within our own communities. So it's going to be a great day.
Absolutely will be. And yeah, get all those communities involved. That's always a great thing. Well, Lisa, I appreciate you coming in as you do every Tuesday. And it's always exciting to hear about what's coming up at Independence. So thank you again for coming in today.
Thank you. I'll be back next week.
All right. I look forward to it. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We were going to start open line, but we're going to have a special guest coming in right after this. We have Robbie Bell in, and she will be stepping into studio today. We'll be talking to her about where she will be going for the next couple of weeks, and maybe she'll belt out a song or two for us. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.